Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so great to be here.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
And Nika Howard.
Hello, hello.
Mike Bachman has been minding his baby for an entire week now, and we're getting to be worried about him.
She won't stop yelling at him. She's mad.
She's hollering.
He isn't taking a single minute off.
Strong Dads 2018 is the year of the sex worker. 2018 is the year of the dead. So we're super happy about him, leaning into it.
Yeah.
One of those. The dad one.
He will be back next week.
Probably. Who's to say? Who's to say?
Yes. Unless something happens.
No, he will be back next week. 100%.
If he knows what's good for him.
He will be back on the next episode. Even if it means that we have to skip 4 episodes and you don't hear our beautiful faces until
the deep April. Oh, God. I'll be back in Boston with it.
We should mention, because it's coming up in I think less than a month now, PAX East.
What the shit? Is that not
shit?
Fuck.
it's the beginning of April. All of us, mostly. I don't think Bachman will be there. I think he'll still be doing dad stuff.
He's still going to be having the baby scream at him.
Mm-hmm. But we'll be in Boston, Massachusetts, at Paxwell East. We're probably going to have a meetup again.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we gotta have a meetup.
We gotta. It's so fun. We had it at Antane, which is fine. Is there... You want to do something different?
I respect that Antane every time breaks the meetup up by having a DJ play really loud music.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I love the fact that they play throwback music that I listened to in high school. It still makes me want to jam out so hard. Yeah. And that, yes, about an hour and a half into the meetup, they will turn the music up extremely loud and then have a DJ come in.
And we all have to leave.
Yeah.
It's rude and I love it.
Yeah.
The positive there is that every other bar in the area is either closed, full, or has been playing super loud music for the past 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't have a lot of options is what we're saying.
Yeah.
We'll probably go to
Antane again, but we...
Probably like 90% that we'll go to Antane.
Anyways, if you don't want to go out after the convention, we'll be in the convention, rolling around, playing board games, things like that. So there's plenty of time to say hello to us, but we want to have a meetup 1,010%, and hopefully we will. Stay tuned for it, but just wanted to kind of drop that seed into your mind memory.
Pepper it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little like a fancy pepper grinder into your brain.
Yeah.
So, how's everyone doing? You guys want to play some D&D?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love D&D.
I can think of nothing better I'd rather do right now.
Yeah, the only bad thing is that I am out of alcohol in my apartment. But maybe that's for the best.
No, you just gotta start drinking other things.
Balsamic vinegar, here we go.
Do you have like cooking sherry or...
I don't have
get
that
real
here.
Fucked up on Marsala wine.
That's it. Get fucked up on beans.
Ferment those beans.
Yeah.
So let's all roll a d20.
We didn't do that last time.
What? No, we sure didn't.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Let me roll this. Oh, I got a 1. That sucks.
Use your luck point.
Aw, beans, I got a 19.
Wait, but if Tim got a 1, though.
But if maybe you guys get a 1, too.
I didn't. I got a
19. I got an 11. I got 2 ones, actually.
Yeah, 2 ones. Yeah. So, last time on our 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast, where we lean into the RP and don't care about the rules as much, the rule of fun is king over my heart. There was a bit of a rehash of what happened over the last 7 years. We found out that King Aludra, Queen Aludra, and I guess Queen Jayla.
Queen.
We haven't said that yet. I think
double queen, double good.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen. Yes, queen. Queen Aludra and Jayla. You can say it that way. Had weird dreams. None of our current characters know that because we are so goddamn against metagaming that we don't mix character knowledge.
We've never done it.
Never done it.
Not mm-hmm. once.
Wouldn't think of it.
That being said, the Toby and the gang immediately went to Carr and started looking at it. I'm just kidding. They saw weird stuff in Carr. It was goofy. Bucky got snatched. Tom Harper got snatched. Who knows?
But it was a dream.
It was a dream, thankfully. Meanwhile, Toby and Rowan started a new Heroes Guild, adventuring company, whatever you'd like to call it, called Tower of Grey. And even though they've hit some setbacks in the past year or two, they had probably like 4 or 5 years of solid, solid, smooth,
like
good
really
stuff.
Killing it.
Killing it. Then they got hubris, and then they met a new potential client named Lonnie, and she is a wood elf who wants us to help her fight the Koymax after they got into a cake versus pie debate and the town city of Arkansas.
And many deaths
happened. Many deaths happened. Most of her family's dead, if not all of her, except for her brother, Lanny. Also, the Tower of Grey is being, audited by a fucking nerd named Frank, who will be around for a while.
Who we hate.
Whom we hate.
Wait, is this because it's tax season?
Yeah, this is feeling like
this is a personal hit on us.
It does feel
Michael wanted Geekly Inc's current tax woes to be reflected into. Can I interrupt real quick?
Sure.
You were talking.
Never start a business.
Just fucking don't do it.
Don't make anything. Just get under them covers.
That tax man's coming after you.
The tax man, they coming for you.
Let's just say that sometimes life imitates art, and sometimes art imitates life.
Yeah.
And who knows
next
which
episode,
one this is.
We get sued for copying the Tower of Grey and not attributing. Don't try things, children.
Stay home and safe.
Get under those blankets. If you want to have a podcast, don't do it. The government / a German photographer is going to try to steal thousands of dollars from you. And the thing is, they're not wrong. And there's nothing you can do.
They're not wrong.
Well,
the government's wrong.
The government's wrong.
The only way to protect yourself is to have powerful friends who are more scary.
Yes.
That's
like
it.
Like Alani.
You've got to have Alani.
Fuck the government.
Sorry to the Germans, I think. I'm not sure.
No, I'm not. That's not his fault. He was just doing him.
Yeah. He's trying to get his. He's trying to get paid. That's all right.
Realize your dream, but make good choices.
Don't be like us and make good choices.
Don't be like Uncle Geekly Inc. and accidentally enter debtor's prison every 6 months. We're like a reality TV show. It's It's like, oh, they solved this one. What's up next? Oh, old man whatever is in the fucking briar patch with a cease and desist.
Oh, jeez. We laugh so we don't cry.
Yeah, Elon Musk is right. It's all made up.
I wish Elon Musk would shoot me into space with his heart.
Patreon.com/D&D podcast
Please help us.
Please. No, we're fine. We're fine.
Everything's great.
Barely. But eventually we won't be fine. And then our goose is cooked.
What a good recap that was.
That was a good recap.
Thank you. Please.
So last we left, we weren't really sure what was going to happen. Lonnie was trying to convince the Tower of Grey to help with her whole brother dead family situation. So let's jump back in there.
As I said, we need money. So you said you don't have money. I don't know what we can do.
Okay, so how about this? How about I show you what I can
do? What you can do? Do you know Queen Dane? That's a little joke. Go ahead. It's a bad joke.
What?
Go ahead.
He does this sometimes. I think
your queen. I think Paler's Hope Incorporated, Arkansas. Or wait, are you under Mastwick?
I don't know. We're in the woods. We just live. We live with our family, and we take care of each other. Unless you're the Coimax.
Yeah, fuck the Coimax. I agree with you there. Right, Frank?
Who are the Coimax?
Oh, Frank doesn't know anything.
They're dirtbag pieces of shit. But what I was going to say was maybe I could show you something that I could do, and then you could see if that could benefit you in some way, and we could go do missions and help you make money, and then you could help me.
I like money.
A tit for a tat.
Let's sidebar. Try to frighten Frank over there by punching him, but not punching him. Punching him in front of his face. Don't touch him.
Really close to his face.
Get him really close to him.
Can I just briefly talk to Lonnie here?
You want to be in our sidebar? Okay, fine.
Yeah.
All right, Lonnie, can you go outside and...
Rowan, you're in charge, right, Rowan?
Absolutely. It's my tower, right?
Should you be taking clients who have said that they can't pay you?
Now, Frank, it's really weird that you're giving me advice when I didn't ask you for any.
I understand. I'm just here to help. I know that business maybe isn't your number one priority, and I'm just trying to help.
Frank, you know that we recently lost some. I'm sure you know this. I don't need to tell you. We lost some good friends of the Tower of Grey. So
now, did you have life insurance on them?
No, we didn't.
Are you trying to ask if we made money off of our dead friends, Frank?
I'm just worried about the bottom line.
Frank, do you have a soul? I'm just wondering.
Can you give a better description of Frank? You said wormy and short, and like bad hair. What is and like a short. Weird and Michael Douglas from the movie where his car broke down.
he's wearing a short sleeve button down shirt and tie.
He's wearing khaki.
Michael Douglas, yes.
And and he's short. He's got he's bald. He's got big glasses.
Oh my god!
Is he a human? Is he a gnome?
Yes, he's a human.
Ugh.
Does he have just a mustache?
He does not. He's clean shaven.
Okay.
No facial hair. Okay. Does he need to shave or does he just shave?
I mean. He doesn't look put together, but he does shave.
Is he slightly damp?
Ooh.
Yeah. Great question.
Really good question.
Constant, like, he's like a constant, like, armpit moisture.
It's so moist. Are his pants, can we see his socks above his shoes?
He's probably wearing, like, a nice white loafer. Black
socks. Like a grip.
He rich. No, he's a fucking...
Wow, he's very...
That's good.
Very bold.
Wow, white loafer, man. My panties have changed now.
Yeah, he's good. He's good now. Huge dick, falls out. Oh, he's the embodiment of the... What's that? Those t-shirts. It's the nerd. You buy him on the boardwalk.
And he's got a huge dick.
Huge dick. The girl's huge titty. Oh, even my God, bigger nipples. What is it?
Oh, my God. Are they Big Johnson?
Big Johnson! Yeah! All right, I'm back in. Huge nerd, Anaconda.
I had not thought about Big Johnson shirts in at least a decade. And
Jennifer,
now
you, we went to the boardwalk like 3 years ago. We went to John's Pass in St. Pete.
I was at literally at Venice Beach like last week, and I didn't see any of those there.
All right, we have to focus.
Oh my God.
So, I don't want to be rude, but I think that this Lonnie character might fit one of our needs. We need some muscle. Rowan, you're very great at, you know, the scouting and long-range shooting. I'm magic, obviously. Mm-hmm.
I'm accounting.
You're not a part of us. I will put you in a maze. I will put you in the astral plane with the scary...
Put him with the heads.
Big
put
heads.
Him with the heads.
Please don't do that.
I won't. Mind your place.
The thing is, we need someone who can punch good. And here's the thing.
Mm-hmm. She seems... Right. She seems dumb. Shut up, Frank. She seems dumb. And I like her. She seems nice. So
what if we use this mission to get her brother back as like a test to see how she does?
Test like her? Sign her on for an extremely entry level position.
This is
egg
like
salad sandwich a week situation.
Oh, like like an internship.
I will drown you. I'm just kidding. Steve,
I thought you liked Frank.
Wait. No, Tim likes Frank. Toby hates Frank. If Steve were here, he would put you in his goo. I have no goo. I'm sorry. You need a goo. That's a funny reference.
I would love to see you put Frank in a maze, though. I think we need to make that happen.
Anyway, Steve. You're not Steve. I'm going to keep calling you Steve. That's stupid. Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Is that... This feels like I'm dipping my hand in a vat of acid that Harper fell into when he ran away from the ancient black dragon, but does that make, would that, you know, be worth our time to recruit someone?
Frank, I'm just saying, this is an investment. You know about investments, right? You're a money guy.
Could you tell the FP that, hey, they acquired a new asset, extremely woodsy punch gal?
Yeah.
I mean, if you could prove that she was an asset, then sure, that'd be great. I mean, you know, personnel is very important. It's the heart of this company.
Our human resources. That's what we're trying to acquire right now.
I like to think of them as resources, right?
Wow, that's weird. Rowan, can we sidebar?
Yeah, hey, Frank, go check on Lonnie real quick for us. Thank you.
Yeah, here's an egg. I conjure a fake egg. And I infuse it with the essence of fake egg. Rowan, everything I said before was true. We should also try to poach this Frank character. I hate him.
Oh, you want to... Wait. When you said poach,
not
do you poach mean kill him?
Eggs. Not an egg. I know. We're very egg-focused right now.
But you don't mean... Do you mean to kill him? Or to, like, bring him to our side?
Yeah. Why would poach mean kill him?
Like a poacher!
Oh.
But
Rowan, I have been making so many bad choices that, heck, if I don't like him, that must means he's good.
Oh, so you're trying to have us take a charity case on. Is that what you're trying to do?
What? No.
You just hate him, and you think, because you're wrong a lot now, that's good.
I wish you didn't say it that way. I'm saying, let me spell it out to you. I'm hurting, and I don't believe in myself. So if I see someone that I don't like, I'm like, well, you thought you could handle that reverse ziggurat. So maybe you're totally wrong. So maybe if you thought that you didn't like this accountant boy, maybe you're wrong in that too.
So you want to punish yourself. Got it. Well, Toby, what you need to work through this, you know, feelings you're having, we can make that happen. At the very least, Frank would be a really great distraction, and probably monsters are going to pick him off first, so honestly, it's a win-win situation.
He smells like drying meat, so that'd be helpful.
He smells straight up like a big old hunk of jerky, so...
Okay, we get paper worked up for Lonnie, basically saying,
you're an intern, you've got to bring Coco when I want it.
This is no promises. We probably wouldn't say intern.
As you're going to get this paperwork, you hear a huge boom from downstairs. This, like, the tower shakes, and you hear this boom and screams and stuff.
We just rebuilt this tower. God damn it!
What? Steve's not supposed to be here, right?
No, I think Steve's with. He's right. Off training Xena. I do understand why you would think that was them. They're always making terrible sounds like that. But I think he's somewhere else right now. So we should probably go investigate what's going on.
Okay, good. What's downstairs? Oh golly, Lonnie. We don't have time for you to sign paperwork, but please help us see what the commotion is downstairs.
On the job training. Let's go.
Okay. I'll run downstairs.
Yeah, and as we're running down, we're like, we can't promise anything, but we're going to help you, and then maybe afterwards, maybe you could help us. Is that chill?
Yeah, I think that sounds real good. I think I got secrets that you guys just ain't ready to hear yet, and I'm looking forward to telling them to you.
Well, now I want to hear them, but I'm busy. We're busy. We're running towards the noise.
Okay, so you get downstairs. And there's this a scene of horror in front of you.
Where's Frank?
Frank is behind you.
Okay. I thought maybe so there's Frank a horror
in front of
up.
Us and behind us.
There's this big hulking metal man who appears to have just what's the
apparated.
He Kool-Aid manned right through the wall.
Oh, damn. That's the technical term for it, Kool-Aid man.
Yes. And to your horror, you see Rake and Ava and Boris all like lying bloody and dead on the floor.
But they're obviously not dead because we have a stock of diamonds and we wouldn't let that happen. No!
And let's roll for initiative.
Hot grandma's not allowed to die.
Yeah, Michael.
And also, Mr. Mistopheles, also not allowed to die.
Just trying to make my job easier.
Don't kill Boris. How dare
don't
you,
kill
you coward.
Boris, please.
I got an 11, my love.
I got a 20.
Are you talking to Michael? I got
I'm talking to Michael. I love Michael
21.
Now. You've been gone too long. As I said, you're both my husbands.
I don't remember how to play D&D. Is a problem that I'm having.
How do D&D play?
I'll do
Let
it.
Me load up D&D Beyond. I'm a rock gnome. Because I rock.
Oh, boy.
I yell out, Amber, is this your brother? I think he killed the entire first floor again. I assume nothing happens because of that. It's a little flavor. A little.
Wow.
Did you kill Amber Reeves,
no,
too?
No, he didn't say it.
Oh, okay.
And he said they appear bloody and dead. My understanding is that's what they appear like. That's not what they are. And we'll make sure they're fine.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, Jennifer, we should have employed a cleric.
Yeah, that probably would have been good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We never end up having healers in this fucking game.
Yeah.
I almost did. I went between three classes, and I decided to go for Monk because I could round out RP and backstory better for Monk than I did for the other ones.
Yeah. Well, the thing is also, Monks are really cool, so...
Yeah.
They're fun!
When you were chatting about, like, should I be a healer? I was like, I don't want you to accidentally, like, you know, play a character you don't want to play.
It's more fun when we're all so injured and about to die. Yeah. That's how you gotta play.
Yeah.
It is more fun. What did Rowan roll for initiative?
I rolled a 21.
Jesus Christ.
Dueling, okay. Baby. I'm rolling good now. It only took me 5 years.
Rowan is up first.
Damn.
Do you know how to play a ranger yet? That's a little joke.
Tim, I hate you very much. So I would like to do... I definitely asked this before on the podcast, and because of podcast amnesia, cannot remember the answer. I don't know how to say this word. B-A-R-R-A-G-E. Do you say barrage or barrage?
Barrage.
Barrage. Conjure barrage. So I would like to throw a non-magical weapon or a piece of non-magical ammunition into the air. Let's say, like, can I just, like, grab, like, whatever is around? Like, that's nearby? Do I have to use, like, a weapon, or can it be, like, I grab a teapot or, you know,
It sounds like you're supposed to throw one of your arrows.
Right, fine. I wanted to throw it old boot.
But, a teapot, Michael.
That is fun. I like it.
Okay, fine. I throw a teapot. So yeah, each creature in a 60-foot cone must succeed on a dexterity saving throw. So I'm assuming because our dear friends are all bloodied upon the ground, that they're not in my cone.
They're not in your cone. And this big metal man fails horribly.
Yes. Wonderful.
He's not very light on his feet.
Classic metal man.
Okay, I gotta find myself some D8s here. Oh man, rolling dice.
Oh, I have all of our marriage D8s right here from Die Hard Dice.
Doggy, I got like so many D8s.
Did you call me Doggy?
Yeah.
Doggy, what?
Listen, it's been so long. I forgot who my husband is and what you are. Oh boy. Well, remember how I was just bragging about how I roll good now? That's not the case right now. Of my three D8s, I've got a solid 4.
Wow.
Almost statistically impossible.
I got 2 ones and a 2.
So is this a ranged attack?
Yeah, it is.
So you probably have
this within a 60-foot cone.
Do you get to add a bonus to that?
No. Also, okay, I will point out that it says the damage type is the same as that of the weapon or ammunition used as a component. So he takes 14 damage from the teapot.
Oh, so it's 14. That's not bad. I thought you said 4.
No, I did. I was making a joke about he makes tea damage because it's a
teapot. Do you get
it? Oh.
It's 4 damage. Let's say bludgeoning because it's a teapot.
Okay. And I think you can use your dancing sword, too.
Oh, shit.
I guarantee you that's not our character sheet.
It's absolutely not! But it might be in my notes on my phone.
You just basically get to make a bonus rapier attack.
Okay. Do I have a rapier?
Is that you like have a dancing sword.
I know, but I don't know what the damage is on it. Because I'm a bad person.
It's fine. It's only been 4 months.
So it does 1d8 plus 1 damage.
Thank you.
But then you also add on your, it's whatever your dex
modifier is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's a finesse.
Yes.
Thank you. Wait, I'm going to roll with this other dice that did good earlier.
What is your dex modifier?
My dex modifier is 4.
Okay, so it would be 1d8 plus 5, and then you would get plus, God, what's the proficiency?
5.
Right? Level 16?
My proficiency bonus? Yeah. I'm 5.
Okay, so you'll get plus 10 on the roll.
Oh, dope. Okay, that'll do it. So that's 24.
That will do it.
Yay! So 1d8 plus 5?
Plus 5, yeah.
Okay, all right, d8. I'm going to take the other d8 that I didn't roll with, and I hope it does me better than these ones did. Give me right. All right, that's better. So that's 11 damage.
Nice.
More damage than 3d8s.
So basically your sword, like, flies out of your hand and dances around and...
Yeah. Oddly enough, teapot did not do a lot of damage, so I'm like, shit. I thought it was going to be cool. It didn't work. Do the... Zorro got him.
Nice.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Lonnie.
Okay, how far away is the person that I need to attack?
You definitely can get to him.
Okay. Excellent. I move up to them and I will attack, and then for my bonus action, I'm going to go ahead and just use a key point for Flurry of Blows. So I'm going to roll four attacks and a punch. Okay, I have a nat one, which I'm assuming doesn't hit, 5 plus 10, 15, 10 plus 16, 26, and 10 plus 19, 29.
So the 26 and 29 hit.
Okay. There's fewer dice I need for this character. 7, 21 damage.
So describe what this looks like, since people are seeing Lonnie for the first time in action.
Oh, yeah. I need a word picture, please.
Sure. So Lonnie comes up to this person, and she... What is it exactly that is...
It's like a big, giant... It looks like almost like a suit of armor. It has a big sword. Okay. And it's just basically like a big metal robot-y kind of
thing. A Gundam.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Perfect. So she's going to go up, and she's going to start punching strategic places. So she runs up, she punches both of the knees in. So, like, it looks like it might have a hard time moving. Mechanically, it won't do anything, obvi. And then she's going to punch it right in the sword. And then just for fun, she's going to give it a good punch in the tummy, because everyone hates getting punched in the tummy.
Oh, it's just the worst.
So basically she'll run up and she just kind of strategically tries to punch.
Okay. So he's going to swing his sword back at you.
At me?
At you.
Michael.
I don't wanna.
And that's going to be a 15. Does that hit?
It does not hit.
Okay. Well, then he's going to follow that up with a smash on the other hand.
Okay.
And I rolled a 1, so we're doing
great.
That
does not hit.
Is that good?
No, it does. It's not. It's the worst I can do. I didn't roll very well, everybody.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Toby.
As a bonus action, can I do a perception, investigation, or insight check to see if I think that this thing is either weaker to constitute, if its constitution is high, or if its intelligence is high?
You want to see if its con is high or its intelligence?
You know, just get a basic vibe. It might be an arcana check, because this feels like it's a robo boy too.
Uh-huh.
So
give me an intelligence. Yeah, give me a perception. Or
I'm gonna roll d20 and then we'll argue about it for a couple
insight
minutes.
Insight.
Yeah. Okay, so I rolled an 8.
Uh-huh.
I can either add it a 10, a 0. A 1.
I think you think that he looks super sturdy and not very bright.
Gotcha. So I cast Toby, pulls out a bit of string from his pack. And as Lonnie is punching, he's kind of like doing that weird like cat's cradle thing with his hands.
Oh, I love it.
He's getting like super, super, super nervous, because as soon as Lonnie finishes, this robot guy slashes at Lonnie and all that stuff. And he's like, I'm not ready. And then finally he gets it and he pulls tight and he casts Maze. Robot person or whatever, the suit of armor, needs to make a DC 20 intelligence check, please.
He gets 8.
So he fails. He's banished to a labyrinthine demiplane. The target remains there until the duration, or until it escapes the maze. The duration is 10 minutes. The attack, basically you have to use your action going forward to try to get out. When the spell ends, the target reappears in the space it left. So as soon as it disappears, I go, all right, everyone, ready your attacks. He's going to come back right there and really just punch him, because it's going to be hard for him to get back. So I'm going to slowly pull over like a couch and then hunker up behind it. So you guys, on your turn, you can't do anything. He's not there, obviously, so you want to like ready actions, and that's what Toby's telling you to do.
Okay, so you guys just wait here.
Yeah,
for 10 minutes.
We're doing it.
Well, no, each turn you're allowed to remake that check to try to get out.
Okay.
Oh, actually, sorry. when I said for you to roll previously, what I meant was you don't roll. All future rolls is a DC 20 intelligence check. So either A, so keep on rolling. And then I think it's probably understood that all of us have readied attacks.
Mm-hmm. There we go. There's a natural 20.
All right.
Uh-oh. I don't like that. No, thank you.
It took half a minute.
So we're standing there for a while. I've pulled over the couch. After a handful of seconds, I actually push over like some cushions and like fuss with them. I personally am going to ready a fire bolt. What are you guys going to do?
Lonnie will sit on the couch uncomfortably close to Toby.
Stop. What if he comes over here?
What do you mean? Well, you'll be fine. You made him disappear. Just do it again. Okay. Sorry.
I'm out of spell slots, but I'm sure.
And I will just be ready to punch.
Rowan's going to ready up ensnaring strike.
Okay. Just as this thing pops back into existence, you look over and notice that Frank is, he's like crying and holding the black fur cat in his arms.
Hopefully he's steadying him. Rake, our good friend Rake.
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all unload your attacks. Go ahead and make attacks.
Assume an initiative order?
Yeah. So Rowan, go first.
Okay. Oh, shit. I just realized that Incendiary Strike is a bonus action, apparently. So I will do... Sorry, the problem is that I was looking up Cats musical on Google.
It happens.
I really needed to understand in my head what rake looked like. So maybe I can try to do the rapier first again. Can I use it again?
Yeah, it's a bonus action every turn if you want to use it. So if you use your bonus action on the other thing, then you won't be able to use it.
Michael, the Twitch chat is losing their goddamn minds for the OTP of Frank and Rake, Frake. So if you can sleep knowing that you've done this.
Well, how about I just use my fucking longbow on him as a regular action, and then I use a staring strike as a bonus action?
Do it.
Can I do that? All right, cool. I hate rolling in this tiny space. 27. Does that do it?
That is going to hit so hard.
Okay, good. So that's 8 piercing damage.
Okay.
So basically what happens is when I shoot that arrow, then my ensnaring strike like comes into play. So it says the next time you hit a creature with a weapon attack before the spell ends. So let's say I did this ensnaring strike first and then did my arrow. A writhing mass of thorny vines appears at the point of impact, and the target has to succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained by the magical vines. Is this creature large?
Good question.
This creature is exactly large.
That's not the answer I wanted you to say, because they have advantage.
Okay, so he has advantage, and he has to make a strength check.
Yes.
And his strength is +7. Him strong.
No.
No. Michael, what if?
He gets 20.
Well, it's a strength saving.
It will be against probably your spell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So now
there's
my
no
spell
way
save,
that 20 fails.
It does. Yeah, it doesn't. My spell save DC is pretty high, but it doesn't. It doesn't do it.
He's like,
so he's momentarily, the vines get in his way for like a second. He doesn't like them, but they don't ultimately do anything.
He steps through them like they're paper.
Damn it.
Lonnie.
I rolled a 12 and an 8 plus my 10 to hit. Does a 22 and an 18 hit?
18 does not hit, but 22 hits.
Damn, okay, this thing's 22. AC.
I hate it.
It's very rude. Oh, God, that's low. Minimum damage, 6. And then I'm going to spend a key point to use my bonus action to dodge, which means if he wants to hit me until my next, or until the start of my turn next, Michael, you will have a disadvantage.
No, I hate it. Bitch.
Okay, so Toby. I'm essentially giving you all a free round on this guy since you mazed him.
Right. Yes, that is correct.
Thank you.
I got a natural 20, my love.
What were you on what?
Every firebolt. Time you say that.
So I roll 6d10. That's 12 plus 12 again, 24 plus 14. So 38. So 38 fire damage. And then I don't get any bonuses.
38 fire damage, you say?
Uh-huh.
He actually absorbs fire. So you actually heal him for 38.
No! Are you shitting me?
Why?
Have we even done 38 damage to him?
You have.
Okay.
Gosh! This is reverse cigarette all again. We're all gonna die. And I'm so sorry.
His eyes like flare and flame comes out of him. And he's like... Rawr!
Is this the fucking
he's powering up
Thor 1 boy, the destroyer?
Oh,
I'm sorry. I didn't realize I should have. Well, at least I'm hiding behind this couch. And then I use the rest of my movement action to hide more behind the couch.
Okay. Rowan.
Well, I had plans. Now I'm afraid of this creature and what things it can absorb.
There's no way it can absorb multiple elements. Right?
Alright, well, let's fucking find out. Well, I cast Lightning Arrow. I really hope it doesn't like lightning. I hope it doesn't just heal it as well. I'm afraid. So, like, once again, this is a bonus one. So I do my shoot an arrow thingy. Oh, fuck. Well, I guess I do the thing first. Like, I do my attack first with the longbow, and then I decide what happens. So I...
Sounds like a retcon.
13? Well, no, because I have to do it first because of the way the bonus action works. Yeah. 13.
13 does not hit.
But your sword is like a separate bonus action.
You use your sword as a bonus action.
Yeah. It's not like Mika's bonus actions sometimes are based off her like hitting. Yours aren't. It's just like you have a buddy who just happens to be a sword. Ooh, Michael, what if that sword talked?
It might.
Oh, what if it talked? But I was trying to do a different bonus action with my arrow, but that's okay.
Yeah,
I'll just
But
toss.
You missed.
You missed, didn't you?
I know. I did miss, but I can. The thing is, I actually. It says whether on this action. So I'm deciding right now which bonus action to do. Because my lightning arrow, if I hit or miss, whether you hit or miss, each creature within 10 feet of the target must make a dex saving throw, and each of their creatures takes 2d8 lightning damage on a failed save.
Okay.
So it might still be worth it.
Yeah, sure.
Do it.
All right. I do it. So I shoot my arrow, and it's, like, not good, but it, like, lightens down anyway.
It looks
good.
It
looks awesome.
Yeah, so dex saving throw.
He gets a 13 dex saving throw.
No, that does not do it.
And would Lonnie need to, too, because she's punching?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think, because it's creature, not ally,
yeah.
Right? Or
yeah,
enemy.
Okay. You're right there. That is going to hit you.
Nah, it's fine, girl. I got evasion.
Nice. Okay. Hot, 6 lightning damage. What?
Damn.
How you like that?
Damn.
What was... I got a 23
yes.
To make the dex check.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that does not... No, you're good. You are safe. Rowan is embarrassing herself in this battle. This is terrible.
This is why I said I should be the first name listed in the... This not important.
Rowan pretends like she didn't hear that.
Lonnie.
I will try to punch him 4 times. Does a 19 hit?
It does not.
Okay, so only one of those will hit. This character is not so great at punching. But I did roll a nat 20 on my punch that does hit.
Thanks.
So doubled that damage, 14 total.
So be sure, now that you punch 48 times, to give us the RP of it so that we can...
I need to know about every single one of your punches in order for me to want to be alive.
Can kicks also count as punches?
Because I think okay, headbutts.
Perfect. Everything. Okay, good. So Lonnie is sitting on the couch with Toby, and she uses, like, she slides one leg out and then uses it to, like, do this, like, real sick ass, like, kind of acrobatics move where she'll, like,
oh, hell yeah,
slide down, and then she looks almost like she's doing that, god, what is it that MJ did where he kind of, like, fell back with the nail, so
thing.
She does that, and then she comes back up with, like, full force punches him right in the face.
Love it.
And that's since I only hit once, that's nice. That's my punch.
No, it's just because when we play as Nyx, it was like, oh, you roll 48 times and attack 19 times, we got to make sure that we say, oh yeah, you know, she punches the dirt 4 times and then
yeah. And then I guess I accidentally punch the couch.
You rip apart one of the
cushions
3 times.
No, this is fucker couch. She's doing a chotka leather.
So he attacks Lonnie twice.
That's so rude.
And he has disadvantage, right?
Yeah. No, he does not have disadvantage because I used a key point to flurry of blows. So it's only if I use it to dodge.
Got
it. She used it to dodge previously.
Then I shall reroll because I don't know what would be what. Does a 19 hit?
It does not.
The face of a not-lying DM.
Does a... 32 hit.
Michael!
Is that even a real number?
Michael!
Yes, that hits.
You take 23 slashing damage.
Okay.
What does that look like, Michael?
I like to just let people fill in the blanks. No, Lonnie just does all these kicks and punches and stuff, and then he, the big robot monster, swings his big meaty hand, not meaty, big metally hand at her head, and she dodges out of the way, but then he manages to catch her a little bit with his sword on the backswing.
She'll laugh and she'll go, you hit me in my best spot. I never had much use for my head anyway.
I love it. God, I love Lonnie. I miss Jayla. I love Lonnie.
Love Lonnie.
Isn't that the bitch of the truth?
Damn, ain't that how it is on this bitch of an earth?
Toby.
Okay, I cast Finger of Death. This destroyer-ass suit of armor needs to make a wisdom 18. Oh, I attack. Sorry. I'm not used to attacking. Wait, that can't be right. No, it's a wisdom 18 save.
Okay. It's a very wise metal man. Does a 14 succeed?
14, oddly enough, does not beat a 18. So you place a magical command on a creature. Wait. Nope, I'm dumb. Michael.
Yes. What?
You rolled a 14, right? It's actually a con save. I'm sorry.
It's a con save.
I'm sorry, Michael. I had Geis open from previously. Please don't yell at me.
Okay. Then it's a 19.
Okay, so that fails. Let me see if on a failed save.
19 fails, dang.
Excuse me, it succeeds. It fails for me, your boy.
Oh, okay.
All right, yeah, Toby does it. He's like, okay. Well.
Just nothing happens?
Yeah, he shoots a huge ray of, like, green energy that just, like, bounces off this giant thing's sword and explodes part of the wall.
Fun.
And then it takes 7d8 plus 30 damage and then half of it. So let me get my d8s. So something does happen. I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Thank you, Die Hard, for all these d8s. All right. 11, 17, 20, 32, 30. 69 damage. 68 divided by 2, 34?
That's so good.
34 damage.
Okay.
So yeah, Toby shoots a giant, like, death curse, you know, whatever it's called from Harry Potter, asks Avada Kedavra ray that's like deflected off his sword, but still it like ricochets off his body and it hurts him, hurts his butt, hurts his knees, hurts his ears, all those things.
Not his butt.
And with that, this robot man sort of dematerializes.
Ooh, if what? Are you saying I kill it? Is he a humanoid?
He's not a humanoid. He's a construct. He dematerializes and Rake sits up and he goes, "Well done."
Walks up and she punches him in the heart.
Hey, you said to make sure to test you and keep everyone on their toes.
Boris, please. And Toby runs over and
picks... It is test, Toby. You said to test.
Ava!
We must stay on toes. It is your idea.
Wait, is this your robot?
It is just a... It's no big deal.
Wow. Toby throws up behind the couch.
Rowan is turns around and like walks away. And she like turns back around and her eyes are like a little bit red, but she's like trying to act like nothing is happening. Like whatever, like I knew it was probably like a trick or something. Like it was fine. I did good, actually.
Yes, you did very good.
I thought you guys all did real well. We all fought together and it was real fun. We just kicked that thing's ass real hard.
I mean, that kick thing you did.
You did so... I was Lonnie, good. You did so good. Frank, get over here, you dweeb.
Oh, thank you, guys. That's so nice. I just like to punch.
Lonnie, can I be rude? Can I be a crawdad in a pickle jar for a second?
Grandpappy always used to say, ain't nothing but a crawdad in a pickle jar, to just be real honest and start a good friendship. So, Toby, I would love it if you would do that. And you might have to forgive me. Sometimes I come off sillier than a hair on a bug's ass, but I do have the best intentions.
If I could be a snapping turtle inside of a frittata, I want to apologize to you because, you know, I wanted to pay you... but ate an egg salad sandwich a month in order to pay off our debts.
That's not enough eggs at all.
It's like one.
It's one egg
every 8 days. And you said that you don't really eat, and I wanted to take advantage of that. I'm sorry. You name your price. We don't have a lot of money.
Excuse me, if I can be an accountant in a cubicle, I don't actually... This seemed like a good deal for you before. Maybe I don't think you should change the contract
up.
Now.
She never heard it.
Don't be a dick.
Well, Toby, that's real kind of you. But I don't want your money. I just want... I want to find Lanny, but I just want to find a family. I've been traveling alone for a real long time, and I got to tell you, running away from your problems and running back to them, it gets kind of lonely.
That's a good point. How are you level 16? I feel like we've heard about you.
Well, okay, so I went and I thought real hard, and I thought about the best way that I could go back in time and save my family. And I thought that if I learned to run real fast, I'd be able to make the time. I thought I'd be able to make time go back. So I learned to run. I'll run real good, guys. And I just spent
Toby,
all these times.
You passed me.
Just a verbal contract is legally binding in the city-state of Greenham.
Frank!
I'm gonna legally bind you to a rock and then throw you into the ocean!
She didn't... Frank! You stupid idiot! I'm gonna cuss at you! She wasn't there when I offered to pay her in eggs. Idiot! Fuck her!
No, it's she just now said that she didn't want money.
Oh,
so.
Okay. All right. And then I gave him actual eggs, not fake eggs. I'm sorry.
Also, if it's not too much, do you think I could still take you up on that egg offer?
I mean, Toby 2 walks down and he goes, just give me the recipe and I'll cook it. That's all there's to it.
Oh my good sweet. Oh, there's two of you. Well, do you guys? Well,
yeah, this is our cook, Toby 2. We call him Toby. He can't learn.
Honestly, he's the king of eggs.
But he can't learn. But he's a very smart boy, so he has to follow our recipe. So just give him a recipe, and he's totally fine. He can't improvise. Is that right, Toby?
Yeah. I'll make an egg. Coward.
I'm actually dying.
Jennifer, when we made Toby 2 the cook, I didn't remember that it cost 100 gold to repair one hit point. The man who chop an onion and puts his hand in fire. We're like, yeah, man, I'm gonna fuck.
We love him so much. We want Toby to be happy, so we'll do it.
It's
That's
worth
why we're
it.
In debt, yeah, yeah. though, because we... We keep having to pay for him chopping his own fingers off from not knowing how to cook eggs.
I have nicked myself making a BLT.
Oh my gosh. It's 2B. It's actually less dangerous to use a sharp knife than a dull knife.
Fair.
I know you won't remember this.
At least you'll cut your whole finger off.
Just yeah. just write sharp knife on the top. And I got it. I walk up to Toby okay. walks up to Lanny. Puts Lonnie. His hand down and goes, that's what I said, Lanny, Lonnie. I didn't say that.
You found Lanny already.
Suggestion. I walk up to Lonnie. I need to re-spell it. Lawn. L-A-W. That's not how you spell it. I need that. Well, welcome to the team. This is not a forever thing, but... I have a good feeling, and I offer up my handshake to you.
Lonnie does not abide by personal space, and she grabs Toby and Tubi and Rowan and Frank, and she basically, like, she grabs onto him with her arms, and then she wraps her legs around him, too, so wow. she's just a big, like, stick
oh
tie
my gosh.
On him.
Well, welcome to the team, Lonnie.
You're not. You can't say that. You cuck.
The ultimate insult.
We can say cuck now because the left has like brought
it's,
it back.
It's back. It's back now.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Because no one that says it means it anymore. Anyways,
I think that's a great place to end this episode.
Again, like it was cunk for a while.
You're back to cuck
and
now.
And then the left was like, it's so funny. after that that art that was
Do you
made
remember on... when the person called the little small grocery carts the cut cart? I think about that a lot.
What? That's funny.
That was the thing.
Yeah, so cuck was good, then it was bad. Then cunk was good.
And now,
cuck's back.
Cuck's back, baby.
No, cuck's back and ready to roar. Any damn way. Michael, if it's okay with you, I don't want to cause a scene, but I would love to read 45 pages of
Please
reviews.
Please read 45 pages.
I feel like if you start at the bottom and go up, it'll be...
Just to fuck it up. Sense? Make it weird.
Wait, what? No, I should start at
Because the most recent ones are at the top.
You.
That's just how they come
out.
Oh,
man, bruv. I've been saying bruv a lot, and I don't know how I feel about it. I kind of like it, but... A single tear says, Werewolf Class, I started listening to this podcast around August and caught up sometime in October. Thanks so much. Wow, says VDTJN. I've been listening to this podcast after stumbling on episode 97, and I frankly find myself laughing out loud. Thank you. LadySpock77 says, this podcast has taken over my life. I started listening to this podcast a few months ago. And I'm now on episode 107. I listened to this so much that I am pretty sure that my unborn child will recognize the voices of the cast before his actual father. Hell yeah, baby.
Hey, baby, you're probably born now, but fight the power. The government's bad. It's all bad. The NRA is a terrorist organization.
Shiny Round says, somehow caught up. I have finally caught up and I realized something. There are 242 episodes, not including bonus episodes that are each an hour long. Many that go over time, but let's just say 242 hours. I listened to all of those over the course of a few months. The Old Testament on Audible is 65 and a half hours. The New Testament with James Earl Jones is 18 and a half hours for a total of 84 hours. That means over those few months, I spent almost three Bibles worth of time listening to this podcast. Thank you. And I've always said we were better than three Bibles. Lemur83 says, what a blast. A great time to be had. Caught up once life happened. And now I'm able to binge listen. Thank you so much, TCE 1988. Love it first. I just love your series, except from episode 1 and now episode 63. I've recommended your show to all my friends. Thank you. Big NCDSHNH from the United Kingdom says, I thought I'd never fall in love again, but then Sly Flourish got my heart from Scotland. The damn goodest thing you ever did. Listen to for 5 months straight. You guys got me into D&D and I'm obsessed. Thank you for the laughs, the sads, the Bananas Foster, and the Cyber Companionship. Thank you. Tavish McKee. Bachman rolls a nat 21 for this podcast. We skip these. A Duder 43453 from the United States says, fantastic. If you're a fan of D&D, adventure, or comedy, this podcast is perfect. Thank you. Vastic says, funnier at half speed. Really? I'm the worst garbage person. Started listening March 22nd, 2017. Caught up in October. And I'm finally leaving a review. I agree with you. You guys are great. It's like I have a whole group of imaginary friends. Scratches my D&D itch. Thank you so much. Tahoe WF says, it's really good, really. I love Tim. Now, these we read. All his characters are great. I want a podcast of a party of just his characters. Is what I'd be saying if it was opposite day. Seriously, though, I love the podcast. Yeah, see, I could tell. Ancient Anubis, wow, just wow. As of writing this, I started the episode 56 days ago, around 8 weeks ago, and I'm on episode 135. Y'all just met the dragon. You're amazing. He's a life flourish. Thank you. Dragon. Michael, did you put a break for me, or do I need to count?
No, I did not.
Round three. This is my third time trying to leave a review, but they seem to never go through. Stupid iTunes. Love this podcast since day one, started maybe 6 months ago, and have been caught up since a little before the loss of our beloved Tom. Sorry. Wish Juke says, late night catch up. I've been catching up slowly. OMG, so much content. This podcast is gallons of fun with a side of mashed potatoes.
Thanks for reading that feedback, Tim.
Hey, it's fine, Bachman.
Those are really helpful, and we really appreciate them. If you want to get in touch with us, we are on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com, where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished with your egg salad sandwich, head on over to Apple Podcast or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Every pledge helps keep us growing and makes this show better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thanks, everybody. We will see you next week. We'll have our sweet Bachman boy back, and everything will be great again. Not that it wasn't great. I don't know why I'm rambling.
Okay. It was really bad before.
Until next week, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.